How do we deal with a world full of views and opinions?
Please don't add to them. I mean, that's... And don't think because you don't have a view, or you know, you're not sort of out there expressing your views and opinions, that somehow you're a failure, or you're stupid. I mean, the world is, it's got enough people willing to express their views and opinions. Again, that sense of being willing to tune into, because that's what, you know, views and opinions, people want absolutes, and to be willing to reflect on the spectrum of experience. Also learning how to pay attention to, because views and opinions tend to lock things into discrete experiences rather than paying attention to processes. And as a if we're going to follow the Buddha's advice and live according to his principles, we have to be willing to pay attention to the processes, pay attention to the nuances, pay attention to the spectrums of experience. And sometimes, you know, it's not absolutely clear. And you just have to be comfortable with that not knowing sometimes. You know, I don't know yet. And having a fixed view or a strong view doesn't actually make the knowing any clearer. To me, it just clouds it even more. So that sense of, there's a sense of honesty of saying, oh, no, I don't know yet. There's a teaching that Ajahn Chah used to quote praise, and it's a it's a story of the, say, the Buddha giving a teaching, and then the Buddha asking, after he's finished giving the teaching to the community, then he asks Sariputta, what do you think of this teaching? You know, do you approve, disapprove, is it right or wrong? Sariputta said, I don't know. So in a sense, because I haven't reflected on it yet, I haven't put it into practice yet. And it's not that sorry, Buddha, showing disrespect to the Buddha. Well, I don't really believe it yet. You know, it's just I don't know yet. It needs to be put into practice. So that sense, you know, is the Buddha asking, do you believe in this teaching or not? And you say, well, I don't know. It needs some more investigation and more practice. And the Buddha praised, saying that's how it should be. So it isn't a matter of believing in something, because that's usually what beliefs are, what views and opinions are basically just something that props up another belief system. And it's not usually so helpful or fruitful.